We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yudam Abayis, and we are starting seven lines from the top of Daf Yudam Abayis. We're in the middle of a shaila of Bia Nesunoisa, Bia Erisinoisa. The Gemara tried to bring a raya, Bia Erisinoisa. Baya tried to bring a raya, Rava tried to bring a raya, and at the end of the day, we said, no, it's not a raya. Now we're bringing another raya. Toshima, Bekvah Sholach, this is a Sefri, it says, Bekvah Sholach, Yoichanam Abagbag, Eitzah Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseril Nesivin. Yechon ben Bagbag, we will call this Amora ben Bagbag for short, sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri and Netzivim. Shemati Alech, I heard about you. Sha'ata Oimer Arusa Vasishol Achelas Bechuma. And right now we're going to learn that Ben Bagbag thought that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri holds that Arusa could eat Chuma Midaraisa, not Midarabana, but Midaraisa. And Ben Bagbag held even Midaraisa Arusa before Nesuin cannot eat Chuma. So Ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, I heard that you hold that Arusa Bas Yisrael could eat Chuma Midaraisa. Sholach Loi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri answers, Va'at Yato Emekain, you don't hold like that? Musakani Mecha, I know about you, Shata Baki Bechadr Torah, that you are a big Baki in all of the Torah. So Lidurish Bekavachem Yato Yadeh, you don't know how Darshan Kavachem? And what's the Kavachem? Umash Shifcha Kananis, She'im Biyasa Machilasa Vachuma. Madach Shifcha Kananis, that means a goyish maid servant or eved for the same price. The loch is if you buy that eved or shifcha, that ain't biyasa mechalas mechalas of chuma. By the shifcha, if bia will not give her chuma because you can't be kind of eved with a shifcha with bia. Still kaspa mechalis of chuma. Still, if you buy her, she eats chuma. Zu a wife should be also mechalas of chuma. That bia is meichel of chuma. That was the name of our pastures. We'll see in a second why. Zuh shiviyos v'chalas v'chuma. Ein adin shekas v'chalas v'chuma. Shouldn't kas v'chalas v'chuma. So that's why the derived that she's chuma. Aval ma esa, shri omro chachomim, ein arus v'ashol v'chalas v'chuma, ash shikon v'chomim. What should I do? But the chomim said that arus did not eat chuma midarabonam because she might give to her brothers and sisters chuma, and therefore you have to wait the chuppah. But midaraisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri is proving that she eats chuma because she's not worse than a shivcha. She has bia meichel v'chuma, so for sure kes is meichel v'chuma. What's the shaila? What? Toma erisim. Midaraisa, arusa eats chuma. It's only midarabanan now because midarabanan she might give it to her. She's living in her father's house. She might give her brothers and sisters. But he's bringing a pruna raya that's just like kesef is meichel a shivcha. So why shouldn't kesef be meichel a wife? Even though it's only Erison, it's Michael. You see, B is Michael. So what does it mean, B is Michael? That's the Gemara's question. Agav, the Ruchalom Vassaman talks about, what does it mean? He says, you're a Baki with Torah, so then you should dash with Kavachimer. You can be a big Baki with Torah. The dash with Kavachimer is a different part of your brain. What does it mean, Baki with Torah? So Rav Chaim answered, Rav Chaim said, he asked Rav Chaim, brisket is Kasha, and he answered, you're right. To make Kavachimer is a different part. But in order to make Kavachimer, you have to know the whole Torah Kula. Why? You have to know if there's a Pircha or not. He says, you're Baki Bechadri Kol HaTorah, so you can make Kavachayimah because you know the whole Torah Kula to see if there's any Pircha on that. That's Agav, just had a Taich to Gemara. But Akbarim, Agmar is saying a Kavachayimah that if Bia is Meichel Isha, for sure, Kesef Shei Meichel Isha. Now, what does it mean, Bia is Meichel Isha? Let's see the Gemara. Hechidam. Even Bia, Shaideh Chuppah, Vekesef Shei Chuppah. If it means a Bia and then you made a Chuppah afterwards, or a Kesef and then you made a Chuppah. So then both of them, Itaki Yitchumah. But Tavau Mecha Ochel, they talk about Yitzchumah. You know, Kavachaymer, it's Pasha. They're both the Sua Yitzchumah. Ella, what does it mean? But when you say we have Kavachaymer Bia, it means a Bia Shaydei Chopa, Bia, and then followed by a Chopa. For Kesef Shloyadei Chopa, and we made a Kavachaymer. If Bia works, so for sure Kesef works also because Kesef works by Shivcha. But what's the Kavachaymer? Hachatayz Valchada. If by Bia you have the Bia and the Chopa, what's the Kavachaymer? The Kesef, just Kesef alone. What will be the Kavachaymer of the Gemara? It's there you have the chuppah, here you don't have a chuppah. El alav, must be. We're talking about no chuppah here. But bia shloy de chuppah, kesh de chuppah. And what's the kavachaymer? That, you see, bia is machil here, to isha, not by a shifcha, and kesh works by a shifcha, so of course it works over here. See, amrit bishlam and asun oisa, mishamachi pshitalei, dalim alei bia mekesef. Bishlam, if you say bia is nesu and oisa, then we stand very geshmak, this sefri that says bia machilas of a chuma, because bia is like a nesuun. It's one, it comes one at a time, it comes all at one time. Elo yamrit kushin oisa, only does erisin, maistahacha the pshitalei, maistahacha the safkalei. Why is bia more posh than kesef? They're both regular kedushins. So what's going on over here? Why we're saying that bia is machilasa? So it's a raya, bia nesu and oisa. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. See here the raya? The raya is, it's in the kavachayim, bia machilasa. What's the case, bia machilasa? If it's with a chuppah, so kes also with a chuppah. Tarek is without a chuppah, so it's raya, bia zunoisa. That's the raya. Omar Rav Nach by Yitzchak. No, it's not a raya. Loyalam emulach, that bia by itself would not be michael. It means bia shayde chuppah. The kes of shayde chuppah. And you still have a kavachayim. But the karma is hocha tarti hocha chado. That by there, by beer, it's both things, and by cast is one thing, but still kavachayim, he is still a kavachayim. This is how kavachayim reads. Umashivcha kananis, she'im bia mechilasa v'tshuma afilo ade chuppah. A shiv kananis, if you do bia and chuppah with her, she doesn't need tshuma. Still cast by mechilasa, still kesev is meichel her, beloy chuppah, without chuppah, zu, by isha, should be also mechilasa v'tshuma ade chuppah. That bia together with chuppah is meichel her v'tshuma. Ainu din shekasev mechilasa v'tshuma. Shouldn't the kesev be meichel v'tshuma? Look, shivcha doesn't have bia with chuppa, and still kesev works. So here, bia that bia and chuppa works. So sure, kesev works. Ainu din shekasev mechilasa v'tshuma lechuppa. Al ma'esa shomer chama arusa v'asol kesev v'tshuma shekasev chuppa. But Rehudim and Maaseh says, "What I do?" L'maisa chama said that arusa can't eat. So Rehudim and Maaseh proved to Ben Bagbag that b'deraisa arusa eats chuma. Al ma'esa shomer chama arusa v'asol kesev v'tshuma shekasev chuppa m'shem de'ula, because Ula says he might give it to the brothers and sisters. So it wasn't Bagbag say back to this Kavachimer. Uben Bagbag gave Shivcha Kananis Loy Shai Bikyona, Hocha Shai Bikyona. It's not a good dimyon. By Shivcha Kananis, there the Kesef is everything you need. It's a complete Kenyan. Mashaikin here, by Isha, Kesef is not a complete Kenyan. It's only part Kenyan. You didn't complete the Kenyan. Like Abi Yarsho, Matamalo, Hofan Adarel, it's still missing. So therefore, maybe there you don't need chuma. It's not a raya from shivcha where there you complete the kinyan. Mashenkin here, he did not complete the kinyan. So Akbarim, this is the upshot in the sefri, and we get out of the problem bia an asun oisa because could be eris an oisa, and you're talking about both, and it's still kavachayim. And Bagwag is a kavachayim. So it comes out through this way of learning sefri that what's the makar that midaraisa arusa eats chuma? What's the makar from a kavachayim? That's the raya. And Bagwag argues. The only question we speak out of Aura that the members that pay for sure, because they paid not so long ago. On that pay, the Gemara says that Dvar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelas B'Shuma Shenema Ve'Koyin Ki Yikne Nefesh Kiyin Kasboi Vay Kiyin Kasboi Hu. Why should you ask that pay? Is clear. The reason why Arusa eats Shuma is because Kiyin Kasboi. Here I have all Kavachayim. So Tosis Rosh asks the Kasha, really. Tosis Rosh right here. It says, the most learned that was a smachta. But that's not enough of a limit. Limit is from a Kavachayim. But like, well, that's the first time in the Sefri to answer that should be a raya, be a eris and oisav and a sun oisav. Ravina is going to come and answer it a different way. Ravina is going to say that both Rehudim and Seira and Ben Bagbag, basically Ben Bagbag agreed that you eat truma mid the oraisa. That wasn't a shaila. And probably the reason is that's a pasuk of Kinyan Kaspoy. They both agreed you eat mid the oraisa truma. The discussion here was, is there a problem of simple or not? Simple means, are we worried that every time according to Ben Bagbag, he held that the reason why a Rusa cannot eat Truma, even though Madrasa gets Truma, is because they're worried about simple. Worried that after they get married, you're going to find a mum on her, because then they'll be much closer to find a mum. And if you find a mum, it's going to be a bit of a mekach tayus on the whole Kedushin. It lands up, she ate Truma while she was a czar. That's the reason why we don't give our Rusa Truma, because it's simple, because you might find a mum. That was when Bagbag held. And he heard by Yehudim Seira that his reason was something else. His reason was, Al Shema Tashkala Chiyav V'Yimeh. You might feed the family. What's the difference? Two reasons? The moral ask. But that's what he thought. And that's what discussion was about. Ravina Omar, Midaraisa Mifsha Psitle De Ochla. Midaraisa was Pashta Arusi Truma Wai Kuz Kiyin Kaspa Marachmana. Midarabonu De Shalachle. The discussion was in the Darabonu De Ge Isra of Arusa Te Itruma. Bahochi Shalachle. Shemati Alecha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Bagbag said to Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, that I heard about you, Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'ata Oimer, Arusa Bashal, Chaz Bashuma, Beloy Chayash Simfum. You're not worried about Simfum. That's what I heard about you. Shalach Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda Maseira sent back, Va'ata Yata Imikain, you don't hold like that, Machazganim Chaz Bashal, Bachadir Tara, Lush Kavachaymer. I am muchzik in you that you are baki bechedet tayra. Lirz b'kavachayim. Yet yadeya, don't you know? Umashiv chakinanis she'im biyasa machilas of a chuma kasma machilas of a chuma v'lechashin on the simpon zu should be also machilas of a chuma ain't a din she kasma machilas of a chuma. So he said like this. I want to kavachayim to you. I'll bring a raya. We don't worry about simpon. Why? Because when you borrow your shivcha kinanis with kesef, you give her truma, no problem. You're not worried about simfon. And beer, beer is not machila. Ma'ashivcha, we'll give more a chance. Ma'ashivcha kananish ain't be also machalos of a chuma. Beer is not machalos of a chuma. Still kasmach of a chuma. You're not worried about be a mum, be mechatoyas. You're not worried about mechatoyas. You're not worried about simfon. Zoom, by Isha, should be also machalos of a chuma. And we're not worried about simfon in the case of beer. Why not? Because by nisas, by any time there's beer, there's no problem of simfon because you already see what's going on. So zuz should be also mechalos of a chuma. Ain't a din shekas mechalos of a chuma. Shouldn't lay nechash simfon. Shouldn't kesef work. Now, first of all, just to explain what the words of the Kav HaChaim, you have to see Taisa the Maschal Zu. When it starts in the middle of Taisa Zu, like six lines in, but beginning of a line. The Haqi Ka'amar. Ki hecha de benesuim pshitle de achla. Just like benesuim, everyone agrees that she is chuma. Why? The Kulei Amayda, then Adam Shaisa Bekais, Elam came Baidka. Which means someone doesn't do Bia unless he is Baidker. Haqi Nami, ain't a Baal Elam came Baidka. Then Adam Oysa Bias Bias Nuts. So by bia, always she'll eat truma. Why? Because there, a person's not going to do bia unless he checks her out, makes sure she doesn't have any movement. Akaponim, so the Kav HaChaim is like this. Ma doch shivcha doesn't have bia, that's ma'akav truma. Kes is ma'akav truma, not worry about simpon. Here, that bia makes lets her eat truma. So for sure, by kes, you're not going to worry about simpon. So the pella is, that this Brahma Maishu is probably asking is, that what type of Kav HaChaim is that? Bia is no simfon because there we say that anyone doesn't do a bia elam kain baitkai. But by kesef, there's no such thing as baitkai. So what kind of Kav HaChaim is that? The Preshua and the Marit both are bothered by this question. And there's a big problem with this Kav HaChaim. There's a teretz in the Marit. Maybe it's a little complicated. Maybe we'll speak it out at the end of the sugya. But upon him, the shakotariah here was, is there a problem with simfon? Ben Bagbag held there's a problem with simfon. And Rabbi Yudim says, no, it's not. I bring your Kav HaChaim, just look at Shifcha. You see, not worry about Simfon. Here also, by Ishi, not worry about Simfon. They don't eat Chuma. Why? Until she goes to Chuppah, Mishum to Ula, because of Ula's problem that you might give the brother and sisters to eat. Now, what is Zanam Bagbag tying this back to the Kav HaChaim? You know what he says? But Bagbag, Simfon Vavadim Lesley. What kind of Simfon is Vavadim? What am I going to tell you to worry about? If it's a mum shivigali, the shifcha walks in missing a hand, you see that. If it's mumin that's hidden under the clothing, who cares? You need her for malacha. She's a good worker. I don't care about anything else. I care what type of blisters she has. We don't care. Nimtzaganiv oikavuyustos. If it turns out that she's a ganiv, she steals, or she's going to have a fashus, that's what Kabbalah means. Higiyai, he deserves that, because the Grash says, every Eved's like that. Stam Eved's a Ghana. My Amrit, maybe listed Mezuyin or Nichtal Malchus, maybe there are armed robbers, or this Shifcho Eved is a Nichtav Lamalchus, which means he's already sentenced to death. That Kala is Lu, that would be a Kala. So we're not worried about any Simfon. So Bhagavad Tain is back. Don't bring me no Kav HaChaim. There is no simfon by a shivcha. Because what you see is what you get. And anything that's hidden is usually not a gay or is a kailas lula, whatever Gemara says. There is no simfon. So this is the shaka of tariya between both Rabbi Bagbag and Rabbi Seira. Obviously, there's no shaykhis to be in a sunnah oisa, be in a sunnah oisa. It's a shayla gabi simfon. But Gemara just wants to know, what was the argument? If it's simfon or it's shema tashke la achia v'imeha, which was ula, might give to her brothers and sisters. What's the nidin over here? What's the difference? The Maya said, bottom line, could a rusi truma? No, who cares? It's not symphony. It's this. What's an afkamina? That's the Gemara's question. Mechti bein lemar or bein lemar loy achla. She can't eat while she's arusa. So Maya benai, what's an afkamina? If it's a symphony or it's shemat hashke, she might give to her family to drink. What's the difference? Either way, arusa can't eat truma. The Gemara answers, ike benayu kibel masar v'halach, which means what? It means, kibel means that if B'shas Kedushin says, you know what, I'm a kabel any movement you have, so then there's no problem with simfon. So if you hold out simfon, it wouldn't be a problem. But if you hold out shemat hashke, you will have a problem. That's one nafkamina. If it's a kabel or movement, there's no problem with simfon. Another nafkamina is when they're on the way to the chuppah, which means masara ava shluchi abal, or holchu shluchi ava shluchi abal, which means that she's already on the way to the chuppah. Could she eat shuma on the way? If you hold that Shema Tashka, she can eat Shuma on the way. Her brother and sister's not around anymore. She left the house. But if you hold Simfun until the Nesu'in, you can't eat. So that there's two and a half minutes basically. Kibel and Masav Halach is just a way of giving him over to Chuppah. That would be Nafkamina between Simfun or Simfun or Shematashka. Adkan HaGemara, so we'll just go back to the Marit, what the Marit wanted to tie in the Pshat and the Kav HaChomer. Because what was the Kav HaChomer? That you bring a Raya by Shivcha, Kesef is Michael. Now we're at Simfun. So here that Bia is Michael, so for sure Kesef. The Bia is Michael because you see what's going on. So what the Marit answers basically is that really the whole Nafkamina, if it's Simfun or not, is only when they're walking from the Far's house to the Baal's house by Masa. It's a very short time. And the Kalkarim is like this. Madach by Shifcha, we're there even after, it might take a long time. Simfun's again for a long time. Until you find the mum, it might take a long time. Still, you're not Cheshish. So, for such a short time between leaving the Baal, the father's house to go into the Baal, we're sure not going to be Cheshish Simfun. That's his Mahalach. Somehow the Kalkarim is like that. But Kapanim, Ayin Sham in the Marit, one of the early Achrayim of on Kedushin, Ayin Sham. Adkan, the Sugah, Bia, Eris, Sinai, Sinai, Sinai. So, how do we paskin? So the Maisa, the Rosh says, we pass can be a Eris and Oisa. And his basic reason is because both Rava and Abaya try to bring a Raya in that direction. We slugged up the Raya, but they both tried to bring a Raya in that direction. Therefore, that's what you're paskin. That's what he says, that's how you're paskin. He says, because of a Rambam, the Lochka, Abaya, and Rava, the Bowl of Mishnah, Mahay Masisim, the Eris and Oisa. The Afrika, the Dochulu, Gemara, Pashto, the Masisim, Kavasar, Masha. The Pashto, the Mishnah, Masha, like them. Vesu Maisi Brisa Vyechna Bagman Mifshat Nasuna is a dochler of Nachman Ravina. Lo Ilum Erisin Oisav, Hilchasa Kavasayu. That we paskin Hilchasa that Erisin be a Erisin Oisa and not be a Nasuna Oisa, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch.